From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Reaction worldwide to Brexit. Britain's crisis deepened Monday as British and EU officials scrambled to deal with the shock of British voters' decision to leave the European Union, plunging the country into what some describe as its worst disarray since World War II. Amanda Jexy works for the Housing Association and had been undecided, but she eventually voted to remain in the EU.
Yeah, there seems to be a big divide. I think the whole country seems going to melt down. Cameron's gone. The Labour Party seems to be falling apart. I think everyone's pretty shocked. I think it's quite concerning the way that the what country seems to be divided. People sort of didn't expect the outcome they're getting, and I think there's concern over what will be happening next. I think everyone's just a bit anxious and uncertain about the future.
Hoping to head off further turbulence at the opening of markets on Monday, British Finance Minister George Osborne made an early morning statement saying the British economy is fundamentally strong and Britain remains open for business.
What the British people need to know is that the fundamentals of the British economy are strong. We have spent the last 6 years so that Britain is prepared for whatever is thrown at it. There will be a period of economic adjustment because of the decision we've taken, but we will get on and implement that decision democratically arrived at in our country, but we do so from a position where we have one of the strongest economies in the world, where we have repaired our financial system, where we are repairing our public finances, and where we have record employment.
In early trading on Monday, markets in Europe were losing ground, but not like the dip seen on Friday. The British pound dropped again in early trading. British leaders are attempting to reassure financial markets. Prime Minister David Cameron is to meet with EU leaders in Brussels later on today, and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry visits Brussels and London today. Now, he'll be the first senior U.S. official to visit since the vote last week. This is VOA News. The Italian Coast Guard says it has coordinated the rescue of more than 3,300 migrants in the Mediterranean Sea as Libya-based smugglers exploited good weather and calm seas to launch boats full of migrants toward Italy. The Coast Guard says the migrants were saved Sunday in an area 55 kilometers north of the Libyan coast. Lebanese officials say suicide bombers have killed at least 5 people in the eastern village near the Syrian border. 15 people were wounded in the incident. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the deadly attack. Iraqi forces recaptured the last neighborhood of Fallujah, ending a month-long offensive to take control of the key city from Islamic State militants. The victory is part of an overall campaign to defeat Islamic State insurgency, which seized large parts of Syria and Iraq in 2014. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has vowed next to retake the IS-held city of Mosul. Israel and Turkey have reached an agreement to normalize relations that would end a 6-year rift that was caused by a raid by Israeli commandos that left 10 pro-Palestinian activists dead on a Turkish vessel trying to breach an Israeli naval blockade of the Gaza Strip. Joseph Olmert, a regional analyst at the University of South California, sees it as a victory for Israel.
Altogether, I think that this is another indication that Israel is not isolated in the Middle East, that Israel is indeed a country that other states and countries would like to be in on friendly relations with.
Israel has agreed to pay $20 million in compensation to the families of those killed and wounded in the Israeli commando raid. 3 Australians, 2 Nigerians, a New Zealander, and a South African are in safe location today. That's a day after they were freed from kidnappers who ambushed a police convoy last week in southeastern Nigeria and killed a driver. Their employer is Australia's McMahon Holdings. Cy Van Dyke is the company's chief executive. He sent his prayers to the family of the driver who was killed and then spoke about the survivors.
We are very relieved that all 7 of our men who were taken hostage by a gang of armed kidnappers on Wednesday morning were released late last night. Our men are at a safe location. But unfortunately, 5 of them were injured during the incident.
The injured are receiving special medical attention as arrangements are being made to bring them home. Panama officially has opened an addition to its canal for a new generation of supercargo ships. Latest generation of gigantic carriers could not fit through the 102-year-old canal. Analysts say the canal's annual cargo volume should double over the next decade and triple the $1 billion in annual shipping fees Panama currently collects. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.